This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Tom Cotton, y'all. Have you heard about this, Lee? Senator Tom Cotton?
I know the senator, but I don't know what to...
He and his Senate Intel Committee buddies are pushing an old-school power grab, slashing Tulsi Gabbard's staff, but most importantly, they're trying to strip her agency of independent analysis. The whole point of the DNI's office, it's a very, very powerful office, and it sits atop the FBI and CIA. A lot of people think, who's the top spy in the country? Well, that's CIA director. It's not, actually. It's the head of the ODNI. Yeah. And what their purpose is to go, okay, we're going to see all of the intel for the whole country, make sure the FBI's run right, make sure the CIA's run right, but also make sure that there's not, like, a gap in intel, because, you know, the CIA is supposed to operate overseas and the FBI is supposed to operate here. And so it's a very powerful office. All of the sudden, out of nowhere, Tulsi Gabbard starts coming forward with real Russia collusion stuff that's absolutely devastating about the CIA and the FBI. And out of nowhere, Tom Cotton is trying to curb her power.
That's interesting.
It is.
Disturbing, because he's generally one of the good guys.
Yeah. He actually filed a motion to modify the responsibilities and authorities of the Director of National Intelligence. This is good. This is how we figure out who our friends are and who our enemies are. You knew this was coming. So let's see. Let's see what happens with this.
I just didn't think it'd be coming from him.
He's done other kinds of skeezy stuff.
I know, but, this is disturbing, though.
Yeah. Part of it is a staff cut. That's not the end of the world. I mean, Trump people are doing a lot of that. If it was me and I was her, I would use it to get rid of the political hacks inside that. It's not my fault. Sorry. Yeah. But the problem is that... this would also weaken her ability to oversee the intel of both agencies.
Yeah.
And the reason the attacks of September 11th were why all of this was done to oversee all of the 18 intelligence agencies in the country, including the CIA. And so all of a sudden they're trying to scale back her power to, how should I put this, demand this classified information.
As you said, a power grab, it sounds like that it is diminishing the efforts of the executive branch to oversee the intelligence agencies without doing anything about how Congress oversees them.
That's the effect it would have, yeah. Actually, that's a really good way to frame it. That's kind of brilliant, actually.
Well, thank you.
That's what it does. It retains Congress's ability to see this stuff, but takes Trump's away now that, he's putting real things out there. It makes you almost wonder what they've got on Cotton or what his deal is. But yeah, and Vandersteel's reporting it that way, shifting intelligence community control back to the CIA and silencing real reform. That's exactly what's going on. This is a punishment for Trump, you know, putting true things out there about what they've been doing.
To me, it sounds like the swamp just got a little higher.
Yeah, well, it's good to know who's who, right? We don't want to leave them in place. We at least need to know, you know, what they're up to. Speaking of what they're up to, I mean, you look at the numbers here. And I know what's going on here. This is jaw-dropping. Every American should hear this. It's because it's so unbelievable. New York Post wrote this, broke this. Remember the whole scandal with the air traffic controllers and collisions of planes? And as soon as Trump took office, suddenly collisions of planes became a crisis that was somehow Trump's fault?
Yeah.
Right. But also not a crisis that was Pete Buttigieg's fault for 4 years.
Right, right.
When he did not replace the Carter era, flight control.
Yeah.
Software that we have, which is, I mean, we are operating some of these on floppy disks.
Oh yeah, it's ancient.
Yeah,
ancient technology.
It's ridiculous. So, the cost of replacing that, the whole flight, upgrading the system is $12.5 billion. Pete Buttigieg, it turns out, has spent $80 billion as a transportation secretary on DEI programs.
$80 billion?
Billion with a B. Yeah. When I saw that number, I went.
How do you do that?
That's what. Oh, well, I've got an idea. You know what I think? I think if you're running for president and you want to buy off all of the right Democrats, what do? You pump $80 billion into their coffers.
$80 billion? I mean,
they give you a slideshow.
$80 million, I could understand because, I mean, that's just hiring a bunch of consultants and having some, you know, federal re-education programs, but. But $80 billion?
$80 billion.
Yeah, there's some folks that got some serious checks on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He wants to run for president. He's buying people off. You know, if I had really realized, my parents should have realized this when I was a kid, they'd have been like, you need to go into Democrat contract politics.
Yes, exactly.
What will I do, Mom? Well, you'll put together a silly little slideshow telling, you know, everyone to love everyone, regardless of how different they look. And then you'll be rewarded with $10 million a pop. I can make a nice slideshow for you for $10 million.
Yeah.
Okay. To put $80 billion in perspective, billion with a B. New York Post, you want to read it yourself. Pete Buttigieg's, this is the headline. Pete Buttigieg's DOT spent $80 billion on DEI grants, delayed air traffic control upgrades. Okay, $80 billion. How much is $80 billion for the Department of Transportation? Now, here's the crazy part. According to the New York Post, it is roughly half the budget of the Department of Transportation. What his department was really interested in, they wrote, was handing out hundreds of diversity, equity, and inclusion grants totaling more than $80 billion over 4 years, at least half of the DOT's entire budget for a typical fiscal year, which ran around $40 billion. So it's $80 billion over 4 years. You know how much money that is?
Yeah. That makes my wallet hurt.
What do you want to bet this all got funneled back into Democrat campaigns?
I have no doubt.
After moving 2 to 3.
No doubt whatsoever.
Spaces.
Yeah.
They have got this down to a science.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They are literally robbing the taxpayer blind. They are just unloading the money from the Treasury.
Well,
this
is what goes on with the unions. This is what goes on with those contracts. This is what was going on with USAID to a large extent.
Meanwhile, Buttigieg, they write, spent his time in President Joe Biden's cabinet blaming the airlines for the delays and vilifying the industry as a whole, while denying his department's DEI agenda led to any air traffic control staffing shortages. So people then said, okay, DEI, how much are you spending? They got nowhere with their FOIAs. And so what's happened is now Trump's guy's in there and he put all the information out. Yeah. That's how we know. Ford, I mean, $80 billion. Do you know how much money? And, you know, I said this, like, to, because, you know, we, for a while there, went to D.C. once a year for that radio conference. I used to love that. I would take a different child of mine every time I went. We had wonderful times in D.C. when we went to those together. But I used to work in D.C. when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And, you know, I've driven around, hiked around there, gone out to Mount Vernon. So I'm pretty familiar with the area. And this last time we got in a car and drove out to Mount Vernon. And Lee, I mean, it used to be woods. It is mile after mile after mile of mini mansions.
Unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable. Yeah. And just the wealth there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have been talking about, hey, that's the most, you know, expensive zip code per capita in the whole country. Which you can't appreciate till you see it and see the way they live. I guarantee you this is what pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Buttigieg turns around. He's running for president. By the way, do you know he's in first place in these polls? He's at 16%.
Really?
Well, yes.
I think name recognition has a lot to do with it because, I mean, they've got such a short bench there of people who have been around that are going to have any credibility at all. Not that he has much, in my opinion, but anyway.
So I guarantee you, then he gives you $80 billion out to what, like 200 grand people, and then what, he calls them all up and says, I need you to raise a million for me for my campaign?
Right.
And funds his campaign. Guarantee that's what's going on. Meanwhile, planes are colliding and...
Or close to.
Close to.
No, near misses are still concerning.
Yeah. And, there's got to be a way to crack down on this where you can't, I mean, come on, we can't just call it a DEI grant and award it and then pretend it's real. You know, I mean, come on, they're just taking money out of the Treasury and giving it to their friends is what they're doing. There's got to be a way around this. Maybe we make it so Congress has to approve all these grants. We can at least see them in a budget or something. I don't know.
Be a good way to slow it down, that's for sure.
It's way too much money. No wonder we're broke, right?
Yeah.
What do we print $80 billion to pay for DEI programs? I want to know what we got for that.
Well, it certainly wasn't increased safety.
No. No, definitely not increased safety.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.